Chapter 11. Where is Rachel? Harry ran to the building where Rachel was being kept prisoner. He called her name several times, but there was no response. He broke down the door to the building, nervous at what he might find. But the place was completely empty. Harry ran outside the building, calling Rachel's name, but there was no reply. He ran back to Suma, Dave and the others, and asked them if they had seen anyone running from the building. "She has to be somewhere," said Harry nervously. "Nobody just disappears."
"My father told me that in old times there were some tunnels in this area that led to the small caves on the lower part of the coast," said Suma. "Maybe Blackjack escaped through a tunnel and took Rachel to one of the caves."
Harry ran towards the stone steps that led down to the beach, determined to find her.
"Wait for us, Harry,"
called Suma, followed by some of the natives.
"We'll help you find Rachel and Blackjack. My friends know where all the caves are."
It was early morning as Harry and the others reached the coast. Some natives pointed to a cave.
"Maybe she's in there," Suma said.
One of the natives advanced towards the cave, but Harry stopped him.
"Let me go in first," he said quietly.
The water was around Harry's feet as he slowly and carefully entered the dark cave. The cave wasn't very deep, and Harry could easily see all around it. It was empty. Rachel wasn't there. The group separated, searching each cave. Meanwhile, the water was rising higher and higher. Harry was afraid that they would be too late to save Rachel.
"Harry, come here,"
called Suma, pointing to something floating in the water near another cave.
"Look, a pair of woman's shoes."
Harry looked at Suma.
"Those are Rachel's shoes," he exclaimed. "I'm going in."
The only way to enter the cave was on hands and knees. This meant that Harry couldn't take the rifle.
"Be careful, Harry," said Suma. "If you get into trouble, shout. We'll be waiting right here."
Harry got on his hands and knees and began to move slowly inside the cave. The seawater had now risen and was halfway up his arms. Suma shone a torch inside. At the back of the cave, Harry saw the shape of a woman's body lying on a rock, the water almost covering it.
"Rachel!" Harry called out. "Rachel, is that you?"
There was no answer, and then suddenly he heard the sound of a woman crying.
"Rachel, I'm coming," Harry said,
very happy that she was alive.
"I'm coming!
I'll do whatever it takes to get you out of here."
The water was starting to come in. The light from Suma's torch at the entrance could hardly be seen in the darkness of the cave. Harry was still on his hands and knees because the roof of the cave was too low for him to stand up. The water now reached his shoulders, and soon the entire cave would be filled with water. He had to act quickly if he was going to save Rachel. Harry worked hard to get to the back of the cave, determined to succeed at his mission.
"Harry," Rachel called. "Please hurry. We haven't got much time."
Harry finally reached her and discovered that Blackjack had tied her hands and legs. The water was now coming in very fast and almost covering Rachel as she lay on the rock. She tried to keep her head above the water. Harry was able to free Rachel by cutting the ropes with his knife, and they could escape from the cave. It was hard for Rachel to move after being tied up for so long, but Harry offered her his hand, and she entered the water, which was almost covering their heads by this time. They held their breath until they were able to reach the entrance and get outside. Finally, they could stand up, and Suma approached, offering his help.
"Thank goodness she's still alive," said Suma, smiling. "But we still haven't finished our job. We have to get those bandits to leave the island."
"Yes, you're right," said Harry. He turned to Rachel. I'll explain on the way. They ran as fast as they could in their wet clothes along the coast towards the stone steps. Harry quickly introduced everyone to Rachel, and then he told her about everything that had happened.
We found your shoes near the cave, Suma told Rachel.
I was hoping somebody would find them, said Rachel. I threw them off when Blackjack took me to that cave.
It's a good thing that they hadn't floated too far from the entrance, said Suma.
While Harry and his friends had been looking for Rachel, Dave and the other natives had locked the remaining mercenaries and pirates in a room in one of the buildings. Suma now sent a message to bring them to the beach. After that, the prisoners carrying their injured comrades were taken at gunpoint to the place where their boats were anchored. Before they were forced to leave, Suma asked them if they knew where Blackjack was.
Even if we knew, we wouldn't tell you, said one of the pirates. That's right, said another pirate. If Blackjack's escaped, then good luck to him.
All the other pirates agreed. Suma was angry at this response.
Get out of here, and don't ever come back, he said. I never want to see your faces again.
The pirates got into their boats and sailed away from Matamachi Island as quickly as they could. Without their leader, they were powerless. They planned to reorganize and return to the island as soon as Blackjack appeared. Before the mercenaries were forced to leave the island, Prince Suma had a message for them to give to the King of Geswachi.
I know that many of you come from Geswachi, he began. So please tell your king that from this day on, only a Matomachian will govern this island, and for this generation and future generations, Matomachians will live as their ancestors did, as free and peaceful citizens.
The natives were very happy as they watched the mercenaries sail into the distance.